Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seconds. Good Day Radio Program. Doug is out. I am Jay Kirshner, and our favorite human being in the whole wide world, Jennifer Horn, is with us as well.
Ever? Again. You even got kids and a husband and parents.
You far, far beyond them. Come on, man.
Ha ha, take that, Mac. Take that.
Well, so I don't know how I missed this. We were just talking about this off air. Sports. Let's go sports. NBA, Denver Nuggets won their first ever NBA championship title. They beat the Miami Heat in five games. Well, yeah, anytime you have somebody who's a first-time winner, that's exciting. And they almost, they nearly swept the Heat. Five games, winning in five games. A clean sweep is four games. So they went in five.
Like, because I like almost all the sports. I like to play basketball. I don't watch professional basketball much. But I think because the Miami Heat had kind of this rags to riches story during the playoffs, that they were really low seeded. I think Denver was too. And no one expected that these two teams would be in the finals. And then here they were, right?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a cool story.
And it seemed like the bigger series was, what was it, when the Nuggets played the Suns? Because that was a stacked team. And the Heat, they have a lot of rings. LeBron got them how many, and they just had Dwayne Wade was on the team at the time, and it's difficult going from a winning team to all of a sudden not such a winning team, but they did make it to the finals. They just lost in five when the Denver Nuggets, and then Stanley Cup, game five is tonight. Vegas is winning. They can close out the series to take the cup home. So we'll see what happens, but back to Denver. So Nugs win, post-celebration includes a shooting spree.
Yeah, I woke up this morning to a lot of notifications. You know how they all come pouring in on your phone if you get news updates. And they say that nine people injured. They don't say that anybody died. That's the good news. But it is still pretty early. Nine people have been injured in a mass shooting, according to Denver police. They say that there were a bunch of shots fired during an altercation that involved several people along the downtown area of Market Street. They said of the nine people shot, three were in critical condition. And the rest are believed to have non-life-threatening injuries. So that's the good news. The suspect in the shooting was also shot. This happened in the cities. It's so stupid. After big wins, instead of just celebrating, there always has to be some kind of violence. It seems like this becomes the pattern. The police say that they're now doing a complex investigation because this was in a large stretch of the downtown area. And I guess more information to come because they call this a mass shooting not because someone just opened fire, but because of the number of people shot, which is nine. So I don't think this was someone plotting something out, saying, aha, if Denver's going to win, I'm going to go in there. It sounds like this happened with people who were in the crowd being stupid.
Yes. Sometimes it seems like it happens when people get into an argument and then shots just go off.
So when you have a large amount of people around you, then it turns into a bunch of people.
It's dangerous, yes. Especially when you do think about large masses of people in an outdoor situation where there's not a lot of security. Yes, you have police roaming the streets too, but it's not like there's any security entrance where you have to go through a metal detector, there's a badge check or anything like that. And it does make me wonder when they have the championship parade, what will that look like?
Yeah,
what kind of security are they going to have that?
It's a good question. They do have the suspect in custody. He was shot, but they say that he has non-life-threatening injuries, or at least that's what they think right now. So at least he's in custody. We'll see what happens. But you're right. Those victory parades, at least it's daytime, and it seems like most people want to go out there and have fun. What happens is these games end. It's late. People have been watching the game. They've been drinking
for a long time.
They've been doing whatever else they've been doing. And then they go out on the streets. And instead of just having a great time, they start hitting each other, burning cars down. I mean, it makes no sense. But it's what happens every time. I live in L.A. When the Lakers win a championship, it's the joke that people bring their marshmallows and roast them over the cars that people set on fire. I mean, it's just, it's it's a stupid pattern of behavior, but it's still there nonetheless.
And you think it would be the opposite. It would be if they lost.
Yeah.
Like the riots would be if they, it would be riots because they lost and people are just causing a ruckus. And no, it's like that's
you
their
never
way
hear
to
that.
Celebrate.
I guess those people go home depressed. It's always the winning team that seems to want to destroy the city they're trying to represent.
Yeah, everyone becomes a pyromaniac. Well, so we do have to give an update on the I-95 collapse in Philadelphia. Yeah. It was being reported that it was such a miracle that nobody had died. How did nobody account for the truck driver of the vehicle? A body has been recovered from the wreckage, and they believe it is that of the truck driver.
I can't believe they hadn't thought about
it. And I don't think that authorities have identified this person, but the family said that they know it's him.
Ugh, so sad. It's heartbreaking. And that collapse, do you know how hot that fire had to be? And of course he had gasoline with him, his gas truck, but it is miraculous that no one else died besides the truck driver, but how officials could have forgotten that. It just shows you how we kind of bungled these investigations.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like, wait, you know, how do you not think, okay, where's the driver? Is he not standing on the outside? Then we must need to investigate where he last was.
Yeah, like what's going on? Yeah, so the it was a single vehicle accident with the truck, and then the truck slid onto its side, and that's when it ignited. There was a leak in the tank. It ignited, and we know the rest.
Yeah, really sad stuff. And they say that the not to make it just about people's inconvenience in the traffic, but they say this is going to take like months to try to fix. And 95, this area relies on 95 for a thoroughfare. So the traffic nightmares, you've already seen them. That's a lot of the news headlines now. It's going to be interesting to see what they do to try to scramble around it. The governor, I know, has been trying to speak out, saying he's got this under control, but that's a huge roadway through that area. So we'll see what they come up with. Hopefully they can figure out a way to veer people off without having to get on city streets.
Well, but also that's the thing with some of the city streets. They have weight limits.
Yeah,
that trucks
you can't bring
of a certain, yeah, of a certain amount cannot even pass through. So that's going to be very hindering and a lot of the transport, yes. Well, and then there's another situation, that bus driver that were transporting wedding guests in Australia. It was a rollover situation, killing 10. The bus driver has been arrested and charged in that rollover.
What was the bus driver's thing? I don't know that I heard that story. What happened with him? Was he drinking or?
Well, it was a foggy night, and apparently he did not take that into account. He was still speeding and driving as if it were
so reckless,
like, yeah, just kind of recklessly. The vehicle was carrying 35 passengers who had attended a wedding at a winery. They were all heading back to their hotel, and that's when the crash happened, with 10 being pronounced dead on the scene. 25 were transported to the hospital.
Unbelievable. What a way. I mean, you hear these stories, like the story just a few weeks ago about the bride and the golf cart crash, you know, who lost her life.
Oh, yes. And they were just heading home right after the reception.
Yeah. These stories are just heart-wrenching. You think this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life, and it turns into this awful, awful tragedy. And I don't know the circumstances, but for the driver, too. I mean, if this is a normal human being, the guilt you feel for just thinking, oh, I got this. You know, it's me against Mother Nature. I got this. And, you know, your job is to take these people home, and they're probably tired after the end of a celebration, and they're at a winery. They probably all wanted to get home. And then what happens? Oof.
Yeah. Well, and it kind of goes with that one mentality in psychology of, it won't happen to me.
Yeah.
It won't happen to me mentality.
I can figure this out.
Yes. It's almost like an invincible kind of feeling. Like,
we've all done that, by the way. I think everybody, every one of us can identify with that feeling where we go, gosh, thank God nothing happened. We were really stupid, but we thought we could do it, you know?
Yes. Well, and especially when operating a vehicle such as something big, because there's been inclement weather, and you live in an area where you know how to navigate it because it happens all the time. And then you go to an area that doesn't get it, and just speaking for myself of Ohio and all of the snow and blizzards and still knowing how to navigate all of those roads, going down to Nashville where it rains, kind of like LA, it rains, the city shuts down. It has a chance of snow, the city shuts down. They don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the salt trucks, they don't have the know-with-all of how to drive in that stuff. But thinking, oh, well, we know how to do this. Well, it's still a different terrain. It's still different hills. There are times that my husband and I still drove, like we were driving in Cleveland winter weather, on roads that were not Cleveland roads. And looking back, it's like, so stupid, so silly.
Yeah, but you think you can do it. You think you're above. You think that one time you're above it, you can figure it out, and then you're in a whole slew of trouble and people are hurt. It's sad, but we're human. And so in some ways I feel sorry for this driver because he probably never intended to set out and hurt and kill and
kill that many
people's lives. Yeah.
And manslaughter can put you in prison too. Yes.
Right.
And manslaughter is not the same as murder. It's not a premeditated situation. It is people die because of your actions.
Accidental.
Not, yes. It's an accidental situation. So nonetheless. So how about some good news?
Yes.
There is
please.
A baby
gosh,
who
that's
is
not good.
Yes. Good news. Good news. Baby born weighing 1 pound.
Ooh.
Weighing 1 pound at birth. Months and months in the NICU. Has finally graduated. And has gotten out of the NICU.
Oh, how long did it take?
It took, let's see, the baby was born at 23 weeks.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And yes, and after 7 months, she now weighs over 9 pounds and is now
good
back
for
home.
Her. Now that's great news.
That is some good news. That's
that
good
is
news we can get behind.
Heartbreaking stuff for parents having to go to the NICU every single day. That's really, really tough. So. Well done to all. That's great.
Yeah. Well, they were doing an ultrasound to find out the baby's gender, and they noticed that the mother's cervix was already opening. And so they contacted the ultrasound technicians contacted the doctor and were like, hey, something's up. And they were in the U.S. Virgin Islands. They were in St. Thomas. That's where they live. And they had to travel to Fort Lauderdale so that they could get the kind of medical help and assistance that this situation required. And so finally they are back home. They're back on the islands.
Finally a gender reveal gone right. They didn't set anything on fire. They actually saved the life of the baby.
How long ago was that? The California wildfire? Where it was the gender reveal gone wrong?
How many times have we heard about those gender reveals? Like somebody got like blew up their like grandmother's arm.
Somebody like killed one of the grandmothers, the paternal and the maternal grandmother with a firework.
There's always some kind of crazy story. So this is the example of someone attempting a gender reveal and actually having it be helpful. So we're going to give them a round of applause for being the first. I think they go into the Guinness.
Leave the pyrotechnics at home.
Right.
It is 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Doug Steffens here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. She is Jennifer Horn. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. And did you see the sad news? The end of an era? The end of a really important era in all of our lives?
I got to go to therapy.
Whew. I don't think when any of us are ready for this. Mm-mm. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
Oh, such a tease.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
The 41st season of Wheel of Fortune is coming up. Starts in September. And it will be Pat Sajak's last season.
I can't
last
handle
it. Last time hosting.
We've got no Alex Trebek because he passed away. Mm-hmm. And while Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings do a fine job, they are not Alex Trebek.
They are, nope, they are not.
And Pat Sajak, I mean, I'm very happy for him that he is going to enjoy life. Not that you don't, because he's made a ton of money. And as Doug is always happy to point out, they don't work every day on Wheel of Fortune. They do the shows in huge blocks. So he gets months off the year at a time. So I don't think this is a huge amount of work for him. But, you know, hey, people get to enjoy life. But I was telling you, Jay, I don't remember life without Pat Sajak. Like, he's one of the last consistent voices slash roles on television in my lifetime. I was born with him, and he's lasted all the decades of my life in that same job. And he was that consistent thing. At night, you just turn him on, and you could just watch him and
you know
that everything's okay in the world.
The world is still turning and everything.
Yeah.
Well, because it was Alex Trebek, It was Pat Sajak, and it was Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
And Bob retired a long time ago. Drew Carey has since taken over. But a couple years ago, Pat Sajak passed Bob Barker to become the longest-running host of any game show. He's set to mark 41 years. He started in 1981. Vanna White joined him in 1982. Mm-hmm. So this has been a truly dynamic duo.
For and they're great friends, I think. I mean, they really seem to be friends.
Well, yes, they seem to be genuinely family, because when Pat's out, Vanna takes over for him, and then Pat's daughter takes over for Vanna.
Does the letter pointing now. I used to say turning, but now all she has to do is
that's
kind of
pointing,
like...
pointing, yes.
Ding, ding.
What is it, touch screen?
It's like pretend touch screen. I think it just turns over automatically. I have to ask you this, because you're a little younger than I am. Just a little. A smidge. Do you remember, Pat, when Wheel of Fortune, after you won something, because, you know, now they play for money, or they play for the car at the end, and it's like, that's the big prize. On Wheel of Fortune, when I was really, really young, they used to win money, and then they could spend that money, like, in the Wheel of Fortune mall, and they would put Pat Sajak's head in the corner, and the contestant's head in the corner, and they would float through this thing. So they'd be like, ooh, a player piano. I'll take that, Pat. And then however the player piano costs, it would come out of their total.
No.
And they would buy things instead of actually winning money.
I don't remember that. That's kind of cool. Like, I would like to that option to be brought back. You can have the money or you can buy the stuff. So full disclosure, I didn't get in on the Wheel of Fortune until I was a little bit older. I was more of a Price is Right fan. Like,
oh,
that was really strongly what I grew up on.
That was the jam, for sure. Yep.
All right, well, we at least get one more season before the era officially comes to a close. It's 27 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What to expect from your pet when you're expecting. Confusion, possible housebreaking regression. Before the baby arrives, these are important steps that every pet guardian should take. Socialize your dog or cat with kids. Let them watch children's TV. Take them to schoolyards. Make sure it's a positive experience. Familiarize your pet with the typical baby sounds and baby paraphernalia. Things like diapers, rattles, baby pad, immobiles. A recording of an infant will help ready the pet for the baby's arrival. Correct any problems, because if the dog is not properly trained, when he sees the baby, he might go to jump playfully. You're going to say no, creating instant animosity. It's always a good idea to have a total veterinary examination beforehand. Make arrangements for pet care, because your everyday schedule probably not going to be the way it was. And make sure you stock up on toys and playthings. And most importantly, when everyone comes over the house to see the new baby, make them stop and play with the dog. Therefore, a positive relationship. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Widow, widow, chicken dinner.
We hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com, because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion, Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump is waking up in Miami this morning to face criminal charges brought on by the Biden administration's Department of Justice. Trump is accused of unlawfully keeping U.S. national security documents and lying to officials who tried to recover them. A new Reuters Ipsos poll found a vast majority of his fellow Republicans believe the case to be politically motivated. Trump's court time is 3 p.m. Eastern for an initial appearance in the case. Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says his team is ready to go.
We are working very closely with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that we have a comprehensive approach. We're bringing enough resources to handle crowd anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000.
The Denver Nuggets are the 2023 National Basketball Association champions. They defeated the Miami Heat 94-89 last night in Game 5. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
It has been a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
It's 34 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Doug is out, but he will be back sooner than we think. My name is Jay Kirshner. Her name is Jennifer Horn, and we're going to have some fun.
Finally.
Woo! Finally.
We've been having fun all day.
Jen, are you a nature lover? Like, do you like to go hiking or be out in the wilderness or camping? Is that your cup of tea?
Okay, so I love to look at nature. I love to walk through nature. I can't say that I would ever consider being dumped like into Naked and Afraid. I think it's cute to camp maybe overnight, but I don't know that I could like hang out, you know, on the ground for a multitude of days, maybe in an RV for a couple days. So I'm nature light, basically. I enjoy it for its beauty, certainly, but I do like the comforts of indoor plumbing.
Okay, yes, I can get behind that. So I am... A lot like you, I like to spend some time in nature. I like to go for walks outside. I like to go hiking. I do not want to sleep in nature, even for one night. I would like to just go home. I wouldn't mind checking out that whole glamping situation.
That's what I'm talking about. If you can give me a glamper, yay.
Yeah, like still give me a bed and electricity. Cool, we're good. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who love nature, and they like to set up cameras and see what's going on. Like those, what are they, the Ring doorbells, but for nature. And there's this one woman in Canada who, she likes to see what kind of wild animals come around, and she found a deer carcass. And she's like, well, this is definitely, it was kind of, what, like, I think 2 miles from her home?
Okay.
Or sort of on her property, but quite a distance from her house. And I think 2 miles is overshooting it. So she decides to set up
a big lot.
Yeah. As it registered in my head, I was like, okay, I think that's a lie. So she sets up a wildlife camera with her grandfather because they're like, well, let's see what kind of wildlife this dead deer attracts. And they had no idea that when they went to review the footage, it was going to be two almost nearly naked people munching down on the deer. Like, eating the carcass like they were the wild animals.
Wait a second. I think I saw, like, a headline that I just, like, ladies, right? Were they, like, young women or something?
Okay, so that's what the headline said. Apparently, like, two women, scantily clad, loincloths, and two women, all of this stuff. But when you look at a lot of the still frames, it looks like it's a woman and a man because only there's one person in the loincloth. And when you look, when you can clearly see the two people, you can see the second person is in pants and has shoes on. But then there's another angle where you can only really see the one woman in the loincloth, and then it's just like the legs of this person because they're bent down in a way. And a lot of people are like, it looks like there's a man standing there, blah, 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 blah. Again, go check this out. Look at all the photos. It looks like it's one person in the loincloth, one person in pants. And the internet went wild with this. Some people are like, you faked this. And she's like, I wish I did. Straight up wish I did, because this is scary.
Yeah, what were they doing eating the deer?
Well, so social media came to the rescue, of course. And
they
chimed in with different things, where one was like, oh, it's a satanic ritual, and those are witches. Other people were like, those are skinwalkers. Don't make contact with them, blah, blah, blah,
blah.
What
are they? Skinwalkers?
Skinwalkers.
Ugh.
Like, yeah, like, and then some are like, they're demons, they're ghosts, all this stuff. Other people who believed that this woman, her name is Cornelia Stanhope, that she faked this whole thing. Again, she's adamant that she did not. People are like, well, why didn't you call the police? And she said she wanted to, but her grandfather, as creeped out as he was, he's like, but they're not doing anything illegal, technically.
Ew, but they're eating a dead deer.
Right,
ew.
Right. Well, and then she talked to one of her friends who
said, like sushi.
Well, deer tartare.
Yeah.
And she talks to one of her friends who saw two people carrying a bunch of dead squirrels nearby recently. So she was thinking, okay, maybe it's somebody who lives nearby, like not really sure what's going on. But here's what Cornelia is hoping, that it happens to be pranksters who were walking along a trail, noticed the wildlife camera, and decided to have some fun.
In a loincloth?
In a loincloth eating deer. I mean, that's
not
prank,
a prank.
If that's,
you know,
a prank, that's a commitment.
Yeah, prank is to, like, pretend to eat deer. You don't just walk along and find a dead deer that's probably got maggots in it and eat it. You don't do that.
Yes.
Ew.
So, yeah, that is, please look at this. Google it. Two near naked people eating an animal carcass. Well, wait, maybe you don't want to Google that.
I know. Don't listen to Jay at all.
Don't Google that. That's going to put, like, malware on your computer. It's going to take you to some wonky site. You know what? We will post this on our
social media.
That's a much better idea. Good Day Radio Show on Facebook. Good Day On Air on Twitter. But, oh, my
eating
goodness.
Eating dead animals. Just Google that.
Yeah. But seriously, could you imagine, like, setting up this trail camera, and you go to look to see what kind of wildlife is eating this, like, eating the deer, and you find human beings?
Ugh.
That would be so traumatizing.
I would be concerned, because that does seem ritualistic. I don't believe the prank thing at all, because you have people just wandering around and then finding a dead deer. No way. Somebody took that thing down. If you're going to eat something, everybody knows it's got to be fresh. You can't just find, like, old flesh rotting on the ground and say, oh, I think I'll take a bite. That's not a prank. That's a prescription for death.
That is a little creepy. Ugh.
I was watching Naked and Afraid this weekend, which is why I have to be adamant about the fact that, yeah, that's never going to happen in my life. Never something, like, they give people a score. You can make mine zero. Like, I take myself out of the equation. They were looking for food, these people. How in the world? And it was like the story with those kids that got dropped in the Amazon that... or that had the plane crash in the Amazon.
Oh, yes, the four kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were indigenous. They knew how to live off the land. Yeah, sorry for Americans. We don't know how to do this stuff. But there was this guy who was walking along, and he found, like, this ugly, like smutchy-looking, like, I don't know, it just looked like pine needles or something. He picks it up, and he's like, oh, he's all excited. And he goes, there's nuts in here. And sure enough, there were nuts in there. But then you don't eat the nuts. You crack the nuts open, and inside are worms. And that's what they ate. And I thought to myself... I don't care. I mean, I know they're hungry, and they've been out there for 21 days. But holy smokes, to be excited about a big bunch of garbage with nuts inside that have worms on the inside of that, and that's what you're happy about?
Oh, no. Well, speaking of the children
first
in the Amazon.
Here.
Oh, my goodness, yes. No, speaking of the children that were found in the Amazon after a month past their plane crashing, that they survived. So the father of the two younger ones, the infant, and I believe the other one was three or four. It was a 3 or 4 year old, a 7 or 9 or something, and then a teen, like 13 or 14.
It was, yeah, like 13, 8, 4, and 1 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like 18 months. Yeah, a toddler. So the father of the younger two was not with them, and the kids had said kind of a little bit more information of what happened, that they hid in tree stumps in order to protect themselves from snakes or any other wildlife that might want to eat them, and that the mother who was with them actually survived for 4 days.
Days? I heard that.
Yes,
like 4 days,
the mother was with them for a few days. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine as a mother knowing that this is just kind of it and you have to tell your kids something? And what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard to say go out in the jungle and find your dad, but I, you know, were they
thinking? When you look at the alternative.
I know. I'm really surprised. Obviously, if they had stayed near the crash site, they would have been found quicker, but... You just don't know, and you make that decision, and wow. Those kids, they are a testament. You drop American kids off in the middle of a forest like that, good luck.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Well, taking off of Earth, looking up in the sky, there's an asteroid, the span of 1,500 feet. That's about the size of a bridge. It's expected to make a pass by Earth.
Oh, let's hope it keeps passing by her.
Yes. Why do you notice whenever they have these, like, oh, this asteroid is going to do a pass by of Earth, we always find out about it days before it happens.
I know, because they don't want people to panic. Yeah, no, they don't want people to panic. So it's another one of those things they just conveniently forget to tell us, which drive me nuts. No transparency at all. Just, you know, we'll tell you after it makes its pass by so that nobody goes crazy. It's
And it's always a big distance. I mean, it's always this one's the 1.9 million miles distance. It was first discovered in 2005, and no danger of the asteroid hitting Earth. What? I don't even know what the closest one is that has ever come by Earth. But I would like to think if there were a situation that's Armageddon style, talking about the movie, not the biblical sense, where they're like, well, I guess both, where it's coming to Earth and they're going to have to do something of sending people up there to try to blow it up, get it off course or whatever. I would like to think they would let the American people know ahead of time so that we can make travel arrangements just in case things don't go well. If maybe you want to be near family, maybe you want to be away from your family, maybe you want to end the Earth days in Hawaii or something.
Everybody, there's like a rush on plane tickets to Hawaii. Everybody's got to get there. They're like, just in case. And then the Earth ends up tipping. Remember that set of the congressman who thought that if there were too many people on Guam that it would sink?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I think the guy is still in Congress, actually. And he was in a hearing. So this is not just like him being funny. He was in a hearing and he was talking about if you add too many people to Guam that the island would sink. Oh, what was his name? I think it was like Hank something or other. But he's still in Congress. And Yeah, he's from Hank Johnson is his name. Hank Johnson, who's a representative from Georgia, the 4th Congressional District, said that. He worries that it could capsize.
So it would capsize. That's the term, sinking. So it would just topple over. Because
flip
that's
over.
Totally, that's how islands work. They actually right. float. Islands are floating out in the ocean.
So, if we all ran to Hawaii, there's probably a few congressional representatives out there who think we might be able to sink the Hawaiian Islands.
Yeah, well, if we all go to Maui, what is it, Wailea? If we all go to Maui and stay on the side where Wailea is, then it'll definitely capsize.
Exactly right.
Over.
With congressional thinking, that's exactly it.
Well, New York City is sinking, but that's not because of the humans.
Right, that's a little different. Yeah.
Because humans don't weigh the same as buildings.
If you didn't know
that information, that's brand new to you. You're welcome.
I don't know. Some days, certain times of the month, I'm like, okay.
Speaking of, have you ever had to be on a flight that's more like kind of a puddle jumper or island hopper where they ask your weight?
Oh my God. I know. And they're like, yeah, you could sit on the left. And then you're like, why is everyone else on the right? No, I'm just kidding.
We were on a family vacation once, and it was one where we did have to, our last flight was this really small one, and it was almost not even normal. I mean, it was the size of a normal plane, but they were not normal seats on the plane. They were pretty much benches.
Yeah.
And they were asking everybody how much they weigh. And my mom, I mean, I was too little to fully understand what was going on, but my sister was teenager, preteen, where, you know, you're going to lie about your weight the one way. And my mom was like, everybody weighs 15 pounds more.
Yes.
Like everybody,
that's the one time
when
you want to overestimate.
Yes.
Well, it's funny because I've never been on one where they've actually done that. I've traveled on small planes, and the one that we would always take from Phoenix to Grand Junction to go see my grandparents, that was actually like a decent sized plane, but it was the 2 and 2, and you can just see, like, that's where you really want to sit next to your loved ones. You know, there's just not a lot of breathing room. It's like, if you're going to sit next to your loved ones on a flight, those little ones are the ones.
Oh, yes, it is. Absolutely. Well, if you have a fun weight flying experience, you could always tell us on Facebook, Good Day Radio Show. It's 48 after the hour.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
For a limited time, when you go to OmahaSteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle. Plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Type in 30DUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite gift package.
The Angie's List. list you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. It's time to get into the news side of food, farm, and family. On the side of food recalls, 16 tons of organic pineapple chunks have been recalled because of Listeria contamination. This is the Sun Opta Grains and Foods, Inc. of Eden Prairie, Minnesota, recalling a little over 32,000 pounds of organic pineapple chunks because of that Listeria. And according to the recall posted by the FDA, the recall was initiated a couple weeks ago and it's ongoing, but they have had to widen it, recall a few more pounds. And the products were mainly distributed on the West Coast, mainly Oregon. Anyone who has eaten any of the recalled products should monitor themselves for symptoms during the coming weeks because it can take up to 70 days after exposure. Did you know that for Listeria? It can take up to 70 days after exposure to Listeria for symptoms to develop. Pregnant women, elderly, young children, and people such as cancer patients who have weakened immune systems are particularly at risk. So if you have this product, do not consume it. Return it. Get your money back. Next on the agenda, a situation in the farm world. Animal control officers rounded up more than 600 pigs from an animal sanctuary in Florida after after their overwhelmed owner called for help. It wasn't a neighbor or anybody who called. It was the owner. And it took nearly 4 days for officers to capture so many pigs on the 8-acre farm. It was a property used by Loving Swinus Sanctuary. Last year, the sanctuary had about 150 miniature pigs, and its owners were using it to remove invasive grass around the Florida Panhandle. And the pigs proved to be really great procreators, and their population got so large that it completely overwhelmed the sanctuary. The sanctuary operator called his agency last week saying, "I can't take this anymore." And during the roundup, the pigs showed zero interest in cooperating with animal control officers, who left several of the larger hogs behind just to ensure that nobody got hurt because they were not ready and willing to leave. Now, on the family side of things, it is the season for mosquito bites. How are you going to protect your family? And have you ever noticed that some people just seem to be more prone to mosquito bites? They might be mosquito magnets, if you will. But guess what? What if we told you this? It could be due to the soap that you are using in the shower. This is according to new research, that those pesky insects that fly towards you because they want your blood, well, they fly towards and away from specific aromas. And remarkably, the aroma that your soap has could be attractive to mosquitoes. The mosquitoes. Did I say mosquitoes? Oof, I digress. Then again, there are some soaps that could be a repellent because they are so repulsive. Now, the results of the team's experiments found that washing with Dove and Simple Truth increased attractiveness of some of the volunteers who were willing to get bit by mosquitoes for science. Other soaps that were attracted to mosquitoes, Dial. Okay, so it's Dial, Dove, Native, and Simple Truth. Those were the ones that they were like, ooh, the mosquitoes really like. Now, what mosquitoes don't like, coconut scents. They do not like the smell of coconut. So if you can find a coconut-scented soap, that unique odor is a lot less attractive to mosquitoes than washing with any of the other kinds of soaps. And it's a lot safer than using anything that has DEET in it. And have you seen some of these, I forget what they're called, but they are stickers. And you can stick it on your clothing. And they look cool. Kids love them. But they have some kind of mosquito repellent in them. So it's not anything that's going directly on your skin. It's just this little sticker that you can put on even the back of your shirt. If you have any of your own home remedies or things that you found really don't attract mosquitoes, the things that mosquitoes don't like, well, give us a tip. Call 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684. And tell us what you use, what works. Maybe it is putting up certain scented candles. I know some people have, what is it, Irish Spring, maybe, that they put around their door. I think I've heard some people use coffee grounds and they sprinkle them around the outside of mulch or whatever. And I've also heard bubbles. Oh, wait, do bulls keep mosquitoes away or bees away? I think they keep mosquitoes away. I think I did read that. Somebody try it and give me more information about this. But you get those bubble machines, those automatic bubble blowers? I think those do keep mosquitoes away as well. More food, farm, and family news can always be found on foodfarmfamily.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.